You're listening to the Queen of Manifesting Podcast. Welcome to the Queendom. In this podcast, the Queen of Manifesting herself, Kelly Walker, will teach you how to manifest everything you need to live your purpose at a higher level. And now, your Queen, Kelly Walker.
Hey, it's Kelly Walker, and thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. This week, I'm going to talk to you about how kindness matters when manifesting. This week, my husband and I both felt inspired to stock up a little on some food and other items. So before we went to do our regular weekly grocery shopping, we sat down and we thought about what foods we could buy a little extra of that would be easy to store, easy to fix, and not bad to eat in case there was an emergency. As you know, if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, a huge part of successful manifesting is acting on the ideas you are given. So since we both had the idea, we definitely decided that we needed to act on it. We went to Costco and Walmart and added some canned chili, corn, beans, and soup, plus two extra giant packs of toilet paper to our regular shopping. We had to immediately unload it all without knowing where we were going to store it because we had a huge pile of donations in our living room that we needed to hurry up and load into the car so we could swing by the closest donation center before they closed. Before we even found a place to store it in our house, which, by the way, is currently in a state of upheaval as we are playing musical offices with our spare rooms, we got an email from our church saying that the local food pantry was in serious need of some of the things we had just purchased, like exactly the items we had just stocked up on. Coincidence? I don't think so. I believe that God uses us to meet the needs of others, especially when we are open to inspiration. And as a firm believer in manifesting, I am always trying to be hyper aware of ideas that pop into my head, knowing they could be the next step in manifesting my own goals and dreams, which means that I am also open to inspiration that could help another person get their own goals and dreams manifested. So this morning, my husband loaded up several cans of food and one of our giant packs of toilet paper, and we dropped it off at Tabitha's Way, our local food pantry. Yes, we bought those things for our own use, but my husband and I are both firm believers of giving when we have the opportunity and being kinder than we have to. When you give, you open the flow of abundance and resources. Giving of your own abundance actually sets the current in motion. And as you help others, you are raising the vibration of the people you help, plus the people who are going to all the work of collecting donations, plus then their friends and their families. It's like that saying goes, a rising tide lifts all ships. Ripple effects of happiness and love happen when you drop that pebble in the pond with your own acts of kindness. Now, kindness doesn't have to be earth-shattering or even take more than a minute. Do you guys remember the days of Blockbuster Video when we'd rent, VHS tapes of movies? Well, I often noticed that when I got home with my tape of the latest new release, on the video's plastic housing was a sticker that said, "Be kind, rewind." If you didn't rewind your movie, the store employees had to put the tape in a rewinding machine so that the next renter wasn't unpleasantly surprised when they put their tape in and the movie was at the end credits. It took forever to rewind a movie on those old VCRs. So it was very inconvenient to have to stop the evening's plans and rewind for several long, boring minutes, which made it a much appreciated kindness for multiple people to rewind your tapes after watching. All you had to do was hit rewind as everyone left the TV room in search of the bathroom and snacks, It took less than 5 seconds to push that button, but it was so helpful to others. I especially wish today that the world showed a little more kindness when driving. And driving is usually my most challenging time to be kind to myself. So I am not pointing fingers. But I think the anonymity of being in your own car with no face-to-face interaction can foster feelings of impatience and anger when you wouldn't normally go there if you were standing in front of the other person. Let people in when they turn on their blinker. I don't know about where you guys live, but where I live, if you turn on your blinker, you are guaranteed to not be able to get into the lane you're trying to get into. It's so frustrating. If somebody behind you is obviously in a hurry, pull over and let them get around you. Or be patient when the car in front of you is not going your preferred speed. I know that's really frustrating, but leave some distance, don't tailgate, and you'll still get where you're going. And sometimes you won't even be any later than you would have normally. In a world where canceling people has become a regular thing, and finding infinite reasons to be angry and offended seems to be the norm, stand out from the crowd by showing love to others. Make positive comments on social media posts. Share good things that happen to you. Support others the way you would like to be supported. Kindness is an integral part of manifesting because it opens you to inspiration, it raises your vibration, and it sets good karma into motion. So that's it for today. I'd like to say happy birthday to my mom. Today is her birthday, November 8th. And I love her very much, and I wish she did not live so far away. So happy birthday, Mom, if you're listening. Everybody else, have a great week, and remember to be kind, and I will talk to you all next Monday morning. Hey, guys, thanks for listening to my episode today. In the show notes, you will find links to today's guests or links or anything I have mentioned, including my Facebook group, my book, and upcoming events. Now, if you want to be at my next retreat, where we will break arrows with our throats and walk on fire, the upcoming one is in June of 2022. So check that out. I will put the link for that in my show notes. Also, we can sign you up for any kind of coaching program, from breakthrough coaching to becoming a speaker to learning how to manifest. So those can all be found on my website, and I'll put the link in the show notes too. So thanks for being a part of this community. Come join the Facebook group and learn how to manifest all of your dreams. I will see you guys next time. Bye.